When Tom Voss and Anthony Anderson returned from their tours of duty in Iraq, they came back as changed men.
When you get out of the military, you're active duty. You're really kind of isolated from all those people that you served with because they're from all over the country. So when I separated from the military, I went back to Wisconsin.
Voss was in his early 20s when he returned home. He was having a hard time dealing with the death of his commander in Iraq. And he was asking himself really difficult questions. Why wasn't it me who died? What could I have done differently? He began contemplating suicide.
I find myself off in that deployment world, you know, rethinking these situations. It's kind of like a reel that just keeps going and you just kind of like go off in that world constantly.
Voss was having trouble connecting with people, so he made a huge decision.
It was just kind of one of those times where it's like something has to change, you know, and the only way that it's going to change is if I take initiative and do something, and it just kind of popped in my head.
Voss was going to walk across the country from Milwaukee to Los Angeles. Anderson heard about the journey and joined Voss. Their trip is documented in the film Almost Sunrise.
So I'd like to dedicate this to all those who can't be here and were taken too soon from us. And if we can just give them a moment of silence.
So they set off on the 5-month journey across the Great Plains, the Rocky Mountains, and through the desert Southwest.
You know, we set a goal to walk 20 miles every day. And when you're doing that and you have, you know, a 60, 65 pound ruck on your back, it's, you know, it's hard to train for that and to prepare your body for that. So, you know, we had some days where we would just walk maybe 3 city blocks and we'd be like, we can't, my body like just can't do it.
And it was all to help them get over the mental health issues they were dealing with. Voss turned to drinking when he returned from war. And even after he and Anderson finished their walk, there was still work to be done. He says the walk was more about putting himself in a place to work through his issues rather than to solve them. And so he found himself in Aspen at a seminar designed to help veterans where he learned how to meditate and express his feelings.
Hold, two, breathe in.
He also spent time with Father Thomas Keating at St. Benedict's Monastery in Snowmass.
We're discovering that antidepressants don't always reach the depths of this pain. It's the raw, primitive feeling. I did something terribly wrong, and I just don't know whether I was justified or whether I can be forgiven.
And as Voss learned to think clearly about his experiences and how to express himself, he was able to handle his post-traumatic stress better.
Meditation has helped me I can't even put it into words how much it's helped me.
Voss now works with Project Welcome Home Troops, the same group that helped him in Aspen. He acts as a liaison between veterans and the organization that helps provide mental health services to returning military personnel.
So these breathing techniques that they teach in these workshops really focus on releasing a lot of the stress that you have taken on over the years. So our body holds on to stress, and regardless of you know, how much exercise you do, sometimes the stress is your body still holds on to it.
Voss's journey from Wisconsin to Iraq, to his moral injuries and back to health, is all on screen in a way that might be as brave as fighting for your country. Patrick Fort, Aspen Public Radio News.